Marital infidelity and divorce these days seem to be considered much more of an acceptable lifestyle choice than they are a heinous betrayal. But it was never meant to be so. Never. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I say that as someone whose first wife left him for another man, one whom I considered to be a good friend. Divorce. It just happens. People grow apart, move on. But the tragedy of infidelity is a hurt so deep that words simply can't describe it. So if infidelity, falling out of love with the one you have and into the arms of the one you don't have, has ever crossed your mind, listen up. Malachi chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. You can cry and cover the Lord's altar with tears, but the Lord will not accept your gifts. He will not be pleased with the things you bring to him. You ask, why are our gifts not accepted? It's because the Lord saw the evil things you did. He's a witness against you. He saw you cheat on your wife. You've been married to her since you were young. She was your girlfriend. Then you made your vows to each other, and she became your wife. God wants husbands and wives to become one body and one spirit. Why? So that they would have holy children and protect that spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. She's been your wife from the time you were young. The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I hate divorce and I hate the cruel things that men do. So protect your spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife or your husband. Don't. That's God's word. Fresh. For you today. I'm not sure what state your family's in, but there's inevitably some brokenness in there somewhere. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.